But if Huey killed Saturn Mitchell and tried to kill Nevada, then who killed Judy White and Doug Loftus and Ava Blue? And where does Mr. Purdy fit into the murderous scheme of things? In just a moment, new violence enters the picture. But first...
Say, you know, I really enjoyed that glass of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice you gave me a while ago. I think maybe I'll start drinking yeast regularly.
Well, fine.
Yeah, but suppose I'd decided against taking yeast, and I was not getting enough of the vitamins it supplies. What had happened?
Oh, when we don't get enough of such vitamins in our diet, nothing sudden is apt to happen. We are likely to begin feeling below par, easily fatigued, nervous, mentally depressed, have poor appetite, and feel just generally run down.
Hey, what do you mean, begin feeling that way? That's exactly the way I've been feeling for months. How did you say you mixed that yeast and tomato juice? I'm starting tonight.
Well, you won't regret it if it's more of the vitamin B complex you need. These vitamins are required for normal vitality, a buoyant sense of well-being. Now, here's all you do. Just mash up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork till it's thoroughly broken up. Add just a little cool milk, water, or tomato juice. Stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass, give it another stir, and here you are, Fleischmann's fresh yeast in tomato juice. Drink it, America. To your health.
Huey, that makes you just about the lowest thing on 2 feet.
Let me alone.
But, Jack, I don't understand. How did you know it was Huey?
I'll explain all that later. What about it, Huey? You want to say anything for yourself before we turn you over to the police?
I couldn't help it. I had to do it.
A bad boy. A bad, bad boy.
Hold it, Pop.
You had to kill your mother?
Yes.
You had to turn that snake loose in Nevada's room?
Yes, I had to.
And you had to strangle Judy White?
That cute little girl, Judy? You killed her, too?
I didn't want to. It was so easy. But I didn't want to.
Don't give me that old malarkey, Hugh Carver. If you didn't want to, why did you do it?
I had to. He made me.
Made you?
Yes. He said he'd have me locked up in an institution where I couldn't get any more stuff.
Huey, you an addict?
Yes.
Should have known it. Spotted you right away.
Oh, yeah, especially after running into that nest of snowbirds out of Mr. Purdy's apartment house.
Didn't I always say, Hugh, he was a bad boy?
You terrible, wicked, horrible old man.
I say, look,
hang on to him, Reggie.
I got him.
That's better. Now just hold still. Jack, the sooner we turn this crybaby murderer over to police, the better I'm gonna like.
Yeah, I'm not through with him yet.
Yeah, huh?
No. Huey, and you're going to say that you were forced to kill because Purdy threatened to have you locked up in an institution for addicts if he didn't?
Not Mr. Purdy.
Not Mr. Purdy?
No. It hasn't been Mr. Purdy any of the time. It's been...
No.
Jack. Jack, Huey's been shot.
Where'd those shots come from?
I didn't see anything.
Where's he hit at, Jack? He's dead weight hanging on us.
Yeah. He's dead, period.
I say.
Shot through the heart. Lay him on the floor.
Hey! Hey, come here and look at Pop.
What's the matter with old Cooper Mitchell?
It's a heart attack. It's the worst one he's ever had.
Doggone, look how red his face is.
Yeah.
Congestion. Got any of those heart pills or medicine?
Yeah, he always keeps them in his vest pocket.
Good.
From the way the bullet entered Huey's heart, the killer must have been in the window just behind Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, and the smell of burnt powder is stronger over here, too.
You guys might take the trouble to go out and see what you can find outside if you're not nailed to the floor.
Hey, did you give Pop one of those pills?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks terrible, Jack.
Yeah, I know. I think this is A.B. Cooper Mitchell's last heart attack.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that... Look out. There goes the spark of life and spirit out of a very tired old man.
Yeah.
Oh, Pop. No.
Shall I cover him over, Jack?
Yeah.
Wait. Can't you turn him a little and lay him out comfortable?
Yeah, just a minute, Ray.
All right.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Look, laying down here back of him.
I say.
A pistol.
A doggone shooting pistol.
Hey, Doug, don't touch it. Let me pick it up with my handkerchief.
Oh, yeah.
Still warm.
Still warm? What does that mean?
It means it looks like A.B. Cooper Mitchell himself shot little old Huey.
I killed Huey? I don't believe it.
Well, all I know
look,
is...
Look, you said yourself somebody must have leaned in the window and shot Huey. Why couldn't you drop the gun on the lounge behind Pop when Pop keeled over?
Well, I think we can soon answer that. Turn on that floor lamp and bring it over here, Reggie.
Right, huh?
Hey, was Mitchell right or left-handed?
Left-handed.
Uh-huh. Then we'll examine his left hand.
Where do you want the light, Jack?
Right over his hand here. Down close. That's it. Look. Little black specks embedded in his skin. Gunpowder.
You mean Pop did kill Huey?
No doubt of it. And the gun will probably show his fingerprints.
Oh, but why? Why would Pop want to do a thing like that?
Because I think Huey was just about to tell the truth about him.
The truth? What truth?
Don't you remember I said, so Mr. Purdy was going to have you placed in an institution? And Huey said, not Mr. Purdy. It hasn't been Mr. Purdy any of the time.
Hey, and Huey was just about to tell on old A.B. here, and A.B. had to shoot him, and in the excitement, the old boy's heart quit on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what? What was Huey going to tell?
That Mitchell here made Huey kill Judy White, and his mother sat in Mitchell. Made the attempt to kill you with a poisonous snake.
Collie, I wonder if... Hey, can I have that little gold key off Pop's watch chain?
Why?
It opens a little wall safe I've never seen the inside of. It's got stuff in it I'd like to know about.
Where is this wall safe?
In Pop's room.
Okay, here's the key. Reggie, you go with her. See, she doesn't hide or destroy anything.
All right.
Well, doggone, Jack. You think Huey killed Doug Loftus and Ava Blue... Hey, wait a minute. Huey couldn't have killed Ava Blue, and neither could old A.B. here.
What's that?
Why, sure, don't you remember? Huey was up with us in the A1 agency when Ava was run down by that automobile down in front.
That's right. And old A.B. was having a heart attack in the inner office.
Sure he was. Little old Jerry Booker was nursemaiding him. So if Huey or A.B. didn't kill Ava... Hey, who's that?
Probably the police.
We expecting the police?
Why not? There's been shooting. Somebody was bound to investigate. Well, don't stand there. Go let him in.
Okay, okay. Well, hold your horses, will you?
Hi, Doc.
Hey, Jerry.
Look what I got in tow.
Mr. Purdy.
Yeah, Mr. Purdy.
He's had a gun in my back all the way over. Can we come in?
Well, I guess so. Why did you come here?
Never mind the gap. Shut the door.
Sure.
Where's everybody?
They're in here.
And don't try nothing funny.
With a pistol pointing at me?
Doc, what's the matter?
Mr. Purdy, Jack. Mr. Purdy with a shooting pistol.
Jerry, what are you doing here?
Mr. Purdy came to the A1 office and pulled a pistol on me. Said he'd shoot me if I didn't bring him to you folks quick. So here he is. Hey, what's the matter with Huey?
Dead.
Oh, yeah. And Cooper Mitchell?
Dead, too.
Yeah. Sit down, everybody.
Sit down, huh?
Yes, yeah, sit down. I want to talk.
Golly, Reggie, can you feature that?
Don't none of you move.
Wait till Jack hears about this. Talk about your double-crossing old he-billy goats, that guy. Hey.
Come in and sit down.
I say, Mr. Purdy.
You too.
Well, great. Purdy.
Yeah. This makes 8 of us, including 2 corpses.
You ain't planning to make no more corpses, are you, Mr. Purdy?
No.
And my name isn't Mr. Purdy.
Hey.
I see.
Sure, I can talk just as decently as any of the rest of you.
It's only as Purdy I talk like this.
Well, if you're not Purdy, who are you?
I'm Benny Benjamin, character actor in the films.
Not Purdy the gangster and killer and son of Cooper Mitchell?
No, I'm an actor and a darn good one. How I ever got myself in this mess, I wish somebody would tell me. Of all the lousy ways of making money.
You mean you ain't a dangerous character?
No, I ain't a dangerous character. I'm Benny Benjamin, can't you hear?
Well, how about putting up that gun?
Well, it's not loaded. Look.
And I've been dying 1,000 deaths with an empty gun in my back.
Sorry, but I had to find Packard in a hurry.
Why?
I just found out I was mixed up with trouble. I want to clear myself before the police catch on.
Well, the floor is yours.
Look, I've been practically starving to death here in Hollywood. A couple of months ago, a voice called me up and asked me if I'd do a private job for him as a gag. Offered me $500 for a month's work.
Cooper Mitchell?
I didn't know it then, but it was. Said I was to take the name of Mr. Purdy and live in a dilapidated old apartment house out on the beach. Said I was to let on like I was a long-lost son of A.B. Cooper Mitchell.
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing happened. Except that I found out there were a lot of hopheads smoking marijuana in the basement. I told the voice...
Old A.B.?
Yeah, I told him about it, and he said not to worry, I wouldn't be bothered. He gave me another $500 to go on with the impersonation.
And then things did begin to happen?
Yeah. First, Satin Mitchell came to see me with a story about her being the ex-wife of Mitchell and wanting my help to get the whole estate.
What'd you do?
Next time the voice called me, I told him about it. Looks like that's what he was waiting for. He told me exactly what to say to her and how to handle her. Then the next thing was getting Huey, her son, out of jail.
Yeah, we turned him in as a murder suspect. How do you get him out?
I don't know. The voice told me just what to do, and I did it, and Huey was turned over to me.
Well, old boy must have had some influence somewhere.
Mitchell, or the voices you know him by, told you to play along with Satin? Pretend to help her get his money?
Yeah. It's all right here in his diary.
Diary?
Yeah, that's what Reggie and I found. This diary was in his wall safe.
Writing an autobiography, eh?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but everything I did was on the voice's instruction. The night Huey got away and came to you folks, and I tried to get him back, and Doc Long there jumped me on the stairs.
Well, I should have thought by this time you'd have realized all this wasn't just a gag.
It was beginning to look pretty sinister, but I hadn't done anything I couldn't explain to the police, and I did need those $500 bills.
Well, what about that St. Valentine's Day massacre gag when you lined Doc and Jerry and me up against the wall?
Well, I didn't know what the payoff was. The voice told me to do it and that he'd come in and take over.
The waiter arrived first, and you took a high dive out the window.
Yeah. And that's when I began to think I better do some checking up. Things were getting too hot. Pointing guns at people and things can get a fella in a lot of trouble.
Boy and half.
Yeah. So I got to checking up on the people the voice had sent to me, and I found a lot of them were dead. Doug Loftus, Judy White, Ava Blue, Satin Mitchell. All folks the voice had sent to me. And then I found out the voice was the millionaire A.B. Cooper Mitchell himself.
You didn't suspect before?
No. He'd mentioned Cooper Mitchell, but as someone else. I didn't catch on until I began to check up and found I was all mixed up in a murder scheme.
Well, who killed Doug Loftus and Ava Blue?
Mitchell, I guess.
No, we know he didn't kill Ava Blue.
It's in his diary here, Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen. I had planned to kill Ava Blue and had slipped the list of 8 kinds of murder in his pocket. I always saw my intended victim carried one of my murder lists. He was accidentally killed by a hit-run driver before I could act, while I was out with a heart attack in the A1 office. What a perfect alibi for any murder I have committed or may commit.
Doggone.
Pop, that's awful. Yeah, and you want to know why he was killing and making Huey kill? It's all right here. Listen, in every murder for inheritance, it's always the heirs who kill the rich relative. Well, this time it's different. I detest everyone who is eligible to inherit my money, so I am determined there will not be one of them alive when I die. Not one. Since he was a lad in this house, I have given Huey Carver narcotics, so he'd be under my control to use in this scheme of mine. He has been of great value.
Great guy.
What a brute.
Yeah, poor Huey.
Yeah. And that murder plot included me.
Well, you did survive into that.
Yeah. I did, didn't I?
Yeah, from fan dancer to multimillionaire in one afternoon. That's some jump. Maybe you can learn to do a dance with $1,000 bills instead of fans.
My public.
Well, that just about takes care of the case of 8 kinds of murder.
Yeah. Now what are we going to do, Jack?
What do you say to taking 13 weeks off and going fishing?
Oh, fella, I hate fishing. Let's go where there's some female women.
You're going fishing and like it.
No women?
No women.
Ain't that awful, Reggie, for 13 weeks? No women.
Now, just a word to good housewives. If you bake at home, use Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast, the household favorite of 4 generations. And if you want to add a good supply of vitamin B complex to your daily diet, drink Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast twice every day. Yes, drink it, America. To your health. The 8th and final chapter of the adventures of the 3 comrades with 8 kinds of murder is now complete. I Love a Mystery, written by Carlton E. Morse, is ringing down the curtain for the annual summer vacation. We wish to thank all those who have been with us during the past 9 months, and we hope sincerely you will be with us again this fall. I Love a Mystery has come to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
Monday, June 30th. In the first half of 1941, millions have enjoyed richer, more delicious tea. Tenderleaf brand tea made with young, tender tea leaves. In packages, 2 convenient sizes, or improved tea balls. Tell your grocer, Tenderleaf Tea. This is the National Broadcasting Company.